Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is April 19th, 2021, and we are 1 week away from completing April 2021, everyone. And we have two dynamite women in the house today. Our featured guest, Ashley Colesberry of The Lifestyle Way. You are going to learn about diet, you're going to learn about being your best self, and who is Ashley Colesberry and this lifestyle way, everyone. And to kick off the episode, we are going to talk to Laura Paternosto of our fancy partner, Terra Exports. Laura's background is in corporate and nonprofit finance, so we're going to talk a little bit about ROI on grower returns and trade events and even networking events, everybody. What do you deem an ROI on some of these subjects? And we're going to hear it directly from the CFO of Terra Exports. A couple announcements before we get started. Tomorrow, April 20th, 2021, we are live streaming on YouTube and Facebook, the Produce Industry Podcast and the Produce Industry Show with Straightaway. That's right, Zach Blank, the owner of Straightaway. Join us live to hear about the route optimization app that is revolutionizing the industry within third-party logistics. Tuesday, April 27, 2021, we have the fourth virtual networking event for the Produce Industry Podcast from 5:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stay tuned for more products and unboxings at the Produce Industry Show and subscribe today. Hey, Laura, welcome to the show today.
Hey, Patrick, thanks for having me.
It's fantastic to have Terra Exports back on the line. Now, last month, we got to interview with Niels Goldschmidt again. We had a great sponsorship month. It was fantastic, and it was great to have all the sponsors lined up week after week, just talking about their organizations. Niels and I always talk about the dynamic culture at Terra Exports and that his people are really the, I would say, the foundation and the building blocks of his organization. And you're new to Terra Exports, about 14 months in, and Niels was like, you got to get on the phone with Laura and chat with her on the podcast. So welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. This is really exciting. Definitely new for me, and being new to Terra, happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. So your experience, as we've chatted off the mic, is in finance. You come from the nonprofit world. You worked in the corporate world, and it's all been about finance to you. It's about really, it's all things in, I would say, farming and produce and agriculture. It's all about finances, everything back to the grower. It's all about finances. And, you know, people think that once you get that class out of college, accounting A and accounting B done, you're done with accounting or you're done with the math. But finance is a big part of our industry. And that brings me to, we're going to talk a little bit about your expertise and what your thoughts are on, you know, from Terra Exports side of things. But grower down payments is one of, you know, a large, I would say, portion of our industry domestically and internationally. And when we think about grower down payments, we start to think, is this the right idea for our company? We start talking about ROI. We start talking about when we're going to get our money back. So talk to me a little bit about that, about grower payments and, you know, being a, I would say, a finance guru that you are, how do we feel about this in the produce and supply chain industry?
Well, speaking to some of my directors of sales, you know, money up front to growers, or what we would call like a grower advance, they're an integral part of our business, especially at our level. You know, you want to show you're a serious player. Especially when it comes to some of the more higher value items like berries and cherries, we work with certain growers that we trust, and we've built these relationships with. And you know, quality and consistency, just having a solid partner, you basically invest together and solidify that relationship. And you know, we have specific growers we work with on this, and then we have customers that want a certain product. And it's just wild to me, you know, like you said, in finance and coming into produce, how much goes into the produce industry that I never knew before. And it's been challenging and exciting to learn about all of these things. But I definitely feel that this is something that specific divisions that we work with our growers in this way, it really helps them to build their business and to keep moving forward and just basically getting these great items that our customers so greatly want from us.
Greatly want and greatly need, especially in the world we are in today. The more produce, the better is what I say. And, sure. You know, I definitely agree with you about relationships. I mean, one of the things when I used to work for corporate, I would always say down payments. One, because I was like, well, we have the money, right? I would definitely try to leverage that card. Well, because it was like you being a player. You're putting kind of your feet wet, right? You're dipping right. Your toes like, hey, listen, let me do something here. And, you know, I'll do something, you know, you got to do something in return, which is, you know, ship loads to me, commit product to me. And obviously that's something we all have to do. And now what's interesting is what I think is very funny is if we try to do that on the US side to like normal US customers, they'd look at us like we're crazy, right? But in other countries, this is kind of a cultural thing. It's like, hey, no, you pay for this in advance and we'll give this to you and we'll commit to this.
Especially in Chile. I know.
I would say South America and Central America is very large on that notion. And it's not always a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. But it definitely puts, you know, both parties having deliverables at that point. Then you're setting terms with the rest of the money. You're doing grower advances, grower payouts, grower reconciliation. Oh my goodness. I remember all that paperwork, Laura. Trust me. It's all in Excel spreadsheets. It's like, and if you don't have an Excel spreadsheet for that one, you got a backup to it to make sure that one's balanced. Am I right? Like,
you're right.
There's so much to
it. Definitely a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, if it works out in the end and you know, it we just continue to grow and building those relationships, it's all worth it for sure.
Oh, for sure. And a lot of times the South American, the Costa Rican, I know, because I've done it, I've been through it, I've imported, I still do. You know, we get a basic of a small percentage of sale and it works out good when we do a great job for the grower, right? Our goal is to get the grower the most possible, the highest possible return. So they're able to keep producing year after year because you never know. I said this earlier to someone on the phone. They were talking about, you know, oh, you know, produce companies, you know, they made this much more percent this year versus last year. And it's the most they've ever made. And I'm like, yeah, but what happens when there's a freeze in, you know, in California, or there's a freeze in Chile, right? Or there's a drought or too much water. I go, they lose more than 11%. Like just they're up 11% this year due to the pandemic, but they'll lose more than 11% in one bad year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what's so crazy about it. So you got to watch those down payments. You got to understand them. It's a part of your strategy, everyone in the produce and supply chain industry. And even when we're speaking about ROI, Laura, trade shows, I just got back from Southeast Produce Council a little over a week ago. I thought it was a great show. We ended up getting a couple new sponsors lined up that we're going to see here in the next month, which I think is awesome, dynamite sponsors. So should I look at that though, Laura, and be like, okay, so I spent this much money on my Airbnb, my gas, my food, and I got one customer out of it. So, you know, this percentage minus this amount of cost. Okay, here's my ROI on a trade show. I mean, is that how we're supposed to look at it? Or are we supposed to see a bigger picture and go into these events? Not even just a trade show, but a customer dinner, going out and visiting a client at their warehouse. I mean, how do we look at ROI in some of these events?
Well, you know what it is? It's kind of hard to quantify from a specific event or a trade show, right? So, you know, you have growth year over year, hopefully, right? And you have for us, I know we have a great sales team. It's like a crazy force. But you know, we encompass a lot of core values. One of the greatest ones is understanding the value of our reputation. So we're out there, you know, representing Terra. And when we leave, we have new suppliers that might want to partner with us. We have new customers that might want to work with us. We're developing our divisions. We're adding new commodities. You know, certain customers that we already have may want to work with us through another division of ours that they've never worked with before. Maybe they learned more about us at the trade show. So it's kind of hard to quantify it. I just think, you know, the consistent growth that we're having is basically because of our great sales team, because of the great products that we offer. You know, we're we're worldwide, and it's just incredible the different products and commodities. So I think just being a known player in the industry and our name just growing as we grow has been a big factor for us at Terra. And trade show wise, I haven't been around for a trade show just because I came in the year that COVID happened and none of our sales team really attended anything where I can quantify that. But just speaking to my colleagues in sales, they're like, you know what? It's so hard to say because we just gain so much from just attending because we're who we are. And that just speaks a lot for us and sales team. And I just think that, you know, to put a number on it or to do all that analysis on it, it's really just all part of the business anyway, because in sales, especially, you're, you know, selling yourself and selling your company, your product. I don't know, it's just hard to really put a number or a calculation on it.
I agree with you. I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. I mean, even going down and we sat in the lobby, that was even beneficial. I mean, just even being on LinkedIn and, you know, posting, like I posted a couple of videos of me being in the lobby and just being at, you know, Southeast Produce Council. And I had people come up to me like, "Hey, I saw you on LinkedIn earlier. Oh, hey, I'm this guy. I'm that, you know." And it's like even little things like that that you didn't think would prosper can turn into a relationship. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're exchanging emails with asparagus growers in Miami, and you're like, "What?" Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's one of the things I do think is invaluable, because you got to have a networking event. I mean, heck, that's where I met my co-author to my book. I was on a plane ride to China. Hey. 15 hours later, I'm like trying to be best friends with the guy, whether he wanted to or not. But it's like, it turned into something, you know, more, right? It's like, hey, if I didn't do that, I didn't reach out, I didn't say hi, I didn't, you know, stick my hand out, right? It's like, could this ever have been anything? Because one person that just starts off selling one commodity could be a Terra Exports being the Inc. 5000, you know, three times in the last few years. And you're banging out tons of product from all different types of countries. I mean, that's how that happens, by those little relationships. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. to quantify ROI on a trade show is hard. I think that corporate companies do it, right? Because I mean, you've probably heard this name, being a bean counter, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're counting all the beans, but sometimes it's like, it's not about that. It could be the quality of the people are there that determines the ROI on your investment. Yeah. It doesn't always have to be, did we get a PO out of that show? It's awesome if we did.
Yeah.
But what did we learn? What did we bring to the table? Who did we meet? Et cetera, right?
Yeah, that's intangible. That's so, you know, that's just so invaluable to me. I mean, you know, our sales team completely rocks. They just have so many great relationships out there. And we chat on WhatsApp all the time. That's basically how we communicate because we're all over the world. But they'll share pictures with a customer or a potential client that they're out somewhere with. And it's just so nice that we can do that and we can network that way. And I think that's really, you know, the most valuable thing is just building those relationships.
100%. Well, Laura, it's been great to have you on the show today. If anybody wants to get a hold of yourself or the organization, how can they go about getting a hold of you?
Basically just look us up on our website. We have actually a newly designed website that showcases all of our products and all of the countries that we work with. And you know, just reach out, sales@terraexports.com.
Awesome, Laura. And thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much, Patrick. It was great.
What a great conversation with Laura about return on investment, everybody. I think that's like the second or third call that we've chatted about return on investment, ROI, because it is talked about every single day. Next, let's give a huge shout out to our sponsors here at the Produce Industry Podcast. We have Ag Tools, United Fresh Produce Association, Flavor Wave Fresh, Terra Exports, Indianapolis Fruit Company, and John Green Logistics, everyone. Now, let's hear from Terra Exports. Hey, Ashley, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for having me.
Listen, I think it's been way too long for a high school reunion meetup via Zoom. Listen, everyone. So Ashley, now formerly it was Ashley Allman, right? And everybody knew Ashley Allman back in high school. Trust me. If you were to drive down, what was that? It wasn't 19. It was the other road in Eustis. But your parents had the almond. It was the help me out here. It was the mechanic shop.
Almond Sitka.
Yeah, exactly. So for years, I mean, every time I'd pass that coming home from my wife's house or my girlfriend at the time, it's like, oh, there's the almonds. Oh, there's the omen. So Ashley and I actually met when we were probably about 15, 16 years old. And we went to one, the same high school. And we actually were, I would say, cheerleaders on the same cheer squad for competitive cheerleading. So Ashley and I go back, I would say, 20 years at this point. 20 freaking
years,
everybody. So it's been a pleasure following you in the lifestyle way. It's been a pleasure watching you on your journey. You know, I moved from Florida in 2005 to head back to my California roots. So Facebook, social media was a way to connect with everybody, and being able to follow that journey has been pretty cool. And that's why we have you on the show today, because we are here to talk about the lifestyle way. We're here to talk about how Ashley has, one, transformed her life, transformed her body, transformed her soul, everyone, into this lifestyle way. My wife and I, Renee, are followers of the lifestyle way. So it's just fantastic to have you on the show today. Longtime friend, as well as a current, I would say, lover of fresh fruits, vegetables, and healthy eating and clean eating.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor, and I love talking about making people better. My passion is helping people. I want to help people become their best selves. So, but there's so much stuff out there in the diet and fitness. Let's just focus on diet. So there's so much stuff out there in the diet industry to where, you know, there's so many choices to make that you don't know what to do, you know, or what to believe. And I've always had a interest in nutrition, but let's go back later on how I developed the lifestyle way. Is I started, you know, I had a very bad relationship with food. I would really strive to be super, super perfect. And then any mess up at all, like, you know, I had some bread or some cereal or something like that, it would trigger me into either binge eating for the rest of the day. And if it was on a Monday, then I would definitely binge eat for the rest of the week until I started again on Monday. And I was just in this wicked cycle of, dieting, and it was just a horrible place to be in. So I found, you know, I was always, you know, into fitness too. And then I started really dabbling into nutrition and just wanting to fuel my body properly. And instead of like looking at it as a diet, you know, so I, I had my first child. Okay. And so I had to rebuild myself, back up again. And I just didn't know where to start. I felt very defeated, and just not really sure where to start. So I started writing down things on how I was going to get back to where I was, because, you know, I did CrossFit for years and I was very, competitive in that, if you will. So, it was very defeating for me after having my child and just looking at my body and just not knowing where to go from there. So I started writing down, steps on how I was going to get back, because I'm the type of person to where, like, if you give me a huge list of everything I need to work on, then I just completely shut down. And on top of that, being a wife and having businesses to run and then being a new mom, I just felt very overwhelmed. So I started writing things down on how to get me back to my best self, without feeling overwhelmed and wanting to shut down, to where I could still work on myself, but also take care of my other life responsibilities. So that's where I came up with the 7 steps of the lifestyle way to get you into, you know, a routine of working on yourself as well as taking care of your other life responsibilities. And so the lifestyle way is about, taking in your proper amounts of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, and based off of 3 different things, which is your lifestyle, so how active you are, your body weight, and your goal. So I take those 3 things and give you your proper amounts of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats to where your body can thrive. So we're not focusing on, you know, not one food group is a bad food group to where we can create a complex with food. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have you heard that carbohydrates are the devil and they make you fat, right?
I understand, like, when you're talking about like carbohydrates, when you're talking about what's bad for you. No, I totally hear all those disclaimers as we talk about, but yeah, no, 100%.
So like, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of keto, you know, where carbs are truly the devil.
That keto diet. Yep.
Yeah. And all you eat are, high proteins and high fats, and they totally miss the super important parts of fruits and vegetables. And, you know, there's good carbohydrates that you can have, or, you know, that's probably the most popular one that has like given carbohydrates a bad rep. But there's so many other diets out there that are super confusing, to where like it just creates a complex with food. And I don't believe in that, because I don't want anyone to have a cup of ice cream or a piece of bread and be triggered by food, you know? So yeah. I want to teach you a very well-rounded diet to where your plate should have some protein on there. It should have some rice on there or some potatoes, and it should have a heck of a lot of fruits and vegetables, right? Yep. So the Lifestyle Way is teaching you something that you're going to be able to do forever and have no diet shame in any food group. So you make it fit in your numbers. You can even make ice cream fit in your numbers. Do I recommend you do that every day? No, but you can certainly make that fit and still see results.
You know, it's crazy. What's crazy is you talk about, like, you know, adding these fruits and vegetables. I mean, obviously I'm a huge promoter of fresh fruits and vegetables, especially being here at the Produce Industry Podcast and my, you know, my normal career. Obviously definitely promote it. It's funny because I always say to everybody, I want to have my mom on the podcast, because I swear my mom would be one of those people to be like, Pat eats fruits and vegetables. When did this start happening? Right. Because, you know, growing up, I think, you know, a lot of us would sit there and eat pizza, right? And all the noodles, the macaronis, the Raymonds, all this stuff that, one, it's not that that's just what we liked. It's honestly what was just provided. I mean, heck, when we are growing up, even with our kids, and I got to throw this out here, because watching your Lifestyle Way, you know, kind of, I would say, integrate some of your teachings into normal life, right? We can't be exactly like Ashley. We just want to be a better version of ourselves for this, right? Yeah. So it's like, even myself, right? As we grow up, we're teaching our kids, we're teaching our members of our community what is good and what's bad. Hence why every kid knows what a chicken nugget is. Okay. Because why? It's like, one, it's easy. We can put it in. It's done. Boom. It's like, boom, 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 boom. Here it is. You can run through McDonald's drive through. I don't even eat McDonald's at this point, but my kids do, because at times it's like, you have to feed the beast, right? You got to get those little monsters fed at that time, right? But again, there's also healthy alternatives out there. Like the other day, it was really great. I told, you know, Renee and the kids, I said, hey, I'm going to make noodles tonight. And I went out and I got the carrot based, zucchini based noodles. You know, it's kind of those, the hidden treat, you know, so they didn't know. And my daughter doesn't like protein. She doesn't like chicken. She doesn't like fish. She doesn't like anything that actually, unless it's a chicken nugget, right? She won't eat it. So I was like, guess what? I'm making butter noodles tonight, right? Boom, boom, boom. Man, this girl ate every bit of those noodles. And it was funny because I'm like, yeah, you ate carrots and zucchini. And no, I didn't. I ate noodles. Like my daughter's like so sassy for, you know, five.
Oh, that was mine.
But it's so true, right? So it's like just little things like that. And us as parents, as people, you know, instead of just conforming, which we do every once in a while, to the normal chicken nuggets, it's like, try to figure out what you can put in that food or what you can eat to make it a better, for, you know, better lifestyle decision for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started doing that as a family, even the chicken nuggets. It's like, we went to the ones that were actually the plant-based chicken nuggets to see if the kids would actually even notice.
Yeah.
They don't. They actually stop noticing, right? One thing about change and behaviors, it only takes about 30 days to completely change your routine or change your behaviors. So as we started to integrate some of these little things, they stopped asking for the other things, right? Or now when I say McDonald's, they're like, "Man, we'll go for the fries, Dad, but we don't want anything else." And I'm like, exactly. Sorry, McDonald's, you're getting pounded on here. But you know, it's so true, because I mean, those are things that we look at. I mean, these are things as families, as organizations. And as I watched the Lifestyle Way so far, one thing that I've gotten away from this is, again, I'm a follower, everybody, of the Lifestyle Way. I just don't have people on my podcast that I just want to gloat and talk about if I don't follow them. But think about it. Renee and I watch your videos and we read some of your posts, and it's crazy at times because Renee and I will look at that and say, we're never going to be that way. Listen, everybody, check out Ashley. She will definitely have pictures on there of before and after. And my wife's pregnant and she's like, how do I get to that point? And it's not about how do I get to that point. It's what are the decisions that you're going to make to create a lifestyle to be at that point, right? Yeah. Everybody could say, I'm going to get there. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I keep telling everybody, when I'm 40, I'm going to start working out. Just wait, everybody. When I'm 40, I'm going to start working out, and you're going to see it. Like, I'm going to look like Ryan Reynolds when he was 40, or if he is 40. I'm not even sure at this point, but that, we can all say that, right? But what plans, what are we doing to implement these small changes, these little things? And it's so funny because just by watching some of these posts, and we'll see, it's like, okay, Renee will get on me. Hey, create your meal diary. Make sure you're writing down what you're eating every day. Boom, we can figure out what foods are actually affecting you or triggering the kids. My kids are lactose intolerant. We can figure out these things. So then as the week goes on, right, Ashley, now we're able to do what? We can plan our lives accordingly around what's not going to affect us, what's not going to hurt our tummies, what's, you know what I mean? All of these fun things, instead of going, oh, ready? You remember this one. Oh, I got massive heartburn. What did I eat? Right? Yeah. No, you'll know what you eat. So a lot of times Renee and I will just literally be looking at the website and trying to find these little tiny tidbits or gold nuggets to go, how do we take this one small change and implement it into our life?
Yep. And that's why, like, I created this program, because I want to show people that, like, you really can be your best self. Let me show you how to do this one step at a time, to where, like, the changes, or I don't really like to say changes because people change, you know, it's not a good word. So I say small adjustments, to where, like, you don't even realize you're doing it. And then a month from now, you've made all these adjustments that's going to move you forward without even it really affecting your daily life and all your responsibilities that you have to do every day. So it's funny that you say that, you know, you look at a person who's in really good shape and you're wondering, how did they get to that point? When really it's just, you focus on small adjustments or small tasks, and you just do those every single day. You show up for yourself, you fuel your body with the best types of food, with occasional cheats here and there, because I'm not the type of person who ever coaches to strive to be perfect, because we're not, you know, we have cravings happen, life happens, parties happen, events happen, to where I want you to be able to go to those things and enjoy those things, and just make it fit into your numbers. Or if you have some pizza, have some pizza, but then the next meal needs to be cleaned up a little bit with some proteins and vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. So it's just writing down like three things and just doing those every single day. And that's how you can get to be your best self. So like three things that I like to focus on are, you know, drink water. You know what I mean? You should be drinking at least half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Move your gosh darn body, you know, sweat. And then number three, have a well-rounded plate of, you know, have a protein with every meal, have a fruit or vegetable with every meal, and have some type of a carbohydrate with every meal, like a sweet potato, rice, you know, some nice bread, you know, or whatever it may be. But if you can have like three solid meals a day that look like that, then that's going to help fuel your body and not under eat, which is what most people do.
You know what? See, so that's a goal of mine. That is like a goal of mine. And I tell Renee, if I'm ever to make it rich and strike gold or oil, is that I'm probably going to have someone like you living in my house and cooking all of my meals for me. And like always be, you know what I mean? Did you ever see that commercial where it's like, DJ Khaled's like your personal trainer all the time? He's like, come on, you can do it. Like, that's what I told Renee. I was like, we're going to have someone that's going to meal prep for us every day. Like, I would eat breakfast and lunch and dinner every single day if it was like this nice course meal from, like, you know, a restaurant, right? Just like you're saying. I mean, because how many oftentimes do you go to cook and you burn the rice, right? Or it sticks to the pan, or you screw up the green beans, or, you know, because life's happening at the time, you're given a bath while you got, you know, the potatoes baking and you hear, you know, beeped one or two times extra. I mean, this is life, everybody. I mean, this is life. Like, this is the stuff that happens. And then you get to this meal that was supposed to be so, I would say, exhilarating, right? And then you get to it and you're like, I should have took the chicken out about 10 minutes ago and the potatoes are a little bit burnt, but you know what? I got to hurry up and eat before I got to go to bed, right? I mean, that's the truth of the matter. So listen, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors. When we come back, I have something to talk about when it comes to change and life adjustments to make you laugh. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the lifestyle way, the meal prepping, a little bit about Ashley's podcast. And guess what? 2021 is the year of fruits and vegetables, everyone.
Welcome to Terra Exports, a fast-paced, entrepreneurial, and innovative multinational fresh produce company with 8 divisions worldwide that handle fruits and vegetables across 65 countries. Did you know that Terra Exports was featured 3 times in Inc. 5000's fastest-growing companies? Terra Exports starts at the ground, literally, with the growth of the product at the farm all the way through distribution channels up into the end user. They take pride in their products arriving fresh and damage-free, and they're there every step of the way, working alongside suppliers and customers who share in their common goal. Visit Terra Exports at www.terraexports.com, as well as following them on social media on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. If you get on their website, you can also check their availability calendars and all of the produce that they have in store. When you join Terra Exports, you become a member of their global team of thinkers, innovators, dreamers, and doers who are bringing a fresh approach to the produce and supply chain industry. So reach out to Terra Exports today at terraexports.com. Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At AgTools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with AgTools is unique, practical, and easy. AgTools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit www.ag.tools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Produce Industry Podcast. It's always great to hear from some of our sponsors, those weekend winners, and overall just talking and hearing from great produce companies. So let's welcome back Ashley.
Yes, good to be back.
All right. So before the break, we had a lot of chatter about the lifestyle way and change and, you know, really just implementing small little adjustments, right, in your life. Now, I thought about that over the break, and we got to change, everybody. I am a big, I would say, advocate of change. And this is why I like to tell everybody that they have to change. Because if you were just to make a slight adjustment, and then this goes back to the movie Big Hero 6. If everybody has seen Big Hero 6, it is a Pixar movie. It's an animated movie, and it is hilarious. And during that, there was a gentleman in the movie that he liked to talk about how he did his laundry. If you remember, everybody, he didn't always do his laundry. He would take his underwear. He'd wear it front. He'd wear it backwards. He'd wear it inside out. Those is what we call small adjustments, everybody. So I recommend if you're looking to change, if you're looking to kick your lifestyle in the right way, let's change our underwear every day, everyone. Change is a good thing. And guess what? By little tiny goals, you'll be able to implement these changes, and then they will become small adjustments to your schedule. But please, everybody, change your underwear daily, please.
Yeah, so, I've seen that movie like 10 times. No, more than that.
I was going to say, come on.
Like 20 times. Yeah.
Easily 2 dozen times. It's on our playlist. And it's a great movie, but it's so true. It's like when I heard you say the small adjustments, it made me laugh because I was like, hey, he's like, I only do laundry once a week. And his name is Fred. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, I go front, I go back, I go inside out, inside out, back. And I'm just, he's like, he's like, he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you got to change. He's like, nope, keep the laundry costs down. And then you come to find out he's like this billionaire son too, which makes it even better, right? That like, you're like, I knew it. I knew it. But it's always great though to even just have a laugh like that, because in real life, we are changing every single day. You have to change your clothes every single day. Every day we have changes, and people are so afraid of change, right? They're so scared to hear the word change, but it's the only constant in life, everyone. Change is the only constant. The only thing that keeps moving forward is change every day. Guess what? I say this to a lot of people. Every time you drive home, do you hit the red light every single time? Or is it green, 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 red, green? That's change. And that change causes you to really deal with life situations. You could be in a rush, but have to now deal with patience, right? That's change. You're not going to run the red light, everybody. You're going to stay at that red light. Understand that patience is there, and you're still going to be on your way to the goals you're trying to achieve. So keep that in the back of your mind when you're thinking about change, is that it is the only constant in life. And guess what? To get to a lifestyle change, to this lifestyle way, you will have to make little adjustments and changes throughout this journey to be where you want to be. And what's crazy is you don't have to be like Ashley. You don't have to be like me. The goal of this is to be you, but a better version of you. So we talked a little bit about some of the three of the really impactful ways that you can start becoming this, I would say, change agent for your lifestyle, because that's really what you're being. You're being your own, I would say, change agent for your own life.
Yeah, so, you're being your best self.
Yeah,
I mean, you're literally on a mission to be your best self. Yeah.
And it's hard. I mean, I've been following you for over a year. I mean, obviously longer than that, but even like the lifestyle way, it's hard for even myself, Renee. I mean, we're trying to figure out all these little things, you know, food diaries, like I talked about earlier. I even try to figure out how to work out and when to work out, because I am this very, I would say, small guy. I'm 6'1", I weigh about 160. So there's things that I look at all the time that I'm like, I don't want to be this big, bulky, like beefy guy, because that's not the life, right? That's not the lifestyle I want. So I want to be this, I like being the tall, slender. I've seen how weight affects you as you get older, but even myself, it's like, I still have this backlash, and I know you've, and I've seen this following some of your posts, is that like, sometimes you are disgusted with your body. I'm disgusted with my body at sometimes, but to put it out all the out there on the table and to realize what you're going through is a part of being and changing for yourself, right? I mean, I think that's part of the goal. And that's one of the biggest kudos I can give to you just as a person in general, is being able to let it all loose and be like, you know what? I had a crappy day today. I didn't like the situations that I was put in, but this is what I'm going to do to make it better. This is what I'm going to do to keep up with those little adjustments. And this is why I'm here. I'm going to promote and be this way and create this lifestyle. And I think that's why I really wanted you on the show, even though it took us a month to get here because there was lifestyle changes in the way. But that was the main goal here, is that we got to promote to people that to be the best version of yourself, you have to create your own lifestyle. Am I right?
You do. Yeah. I mean, and you know, to mention what you had said earlier about like, you know, me posting things like, hey, I had a crappy day, or I kind of just didn't eat the best that I should have. I think is insanely important to get out there, because I love social media, but a lot of people just post the good stuff and not the ugly stuff. And I think all too many of us strive too hard to be perfect, that when we do mess up, whether it be, you know, and by mess up, I mean like, you know, we kind of veered off the beaten path of not being our best self. Like, we might not have worked out that day, or we might not have eaten as much fruits and vegetables that day as we should have, or drank water, whatever it may be. I think that we let that beat ourselves up, and then that kind of rolls into the next day, and then the next day, to where, like, I love posting the real stuff. Like, hey, you know, I messed up today. Like, today was not a good day, or whatever it may be, but tomorrow's a new day, and I'm going to try to be better tomorrow. You know, versus
I agree. I mean, that's one thing that's hard, right? Is telling yourself that everything's going to be okay. I mean, seriously. I mean, even with kids and life and drama, I mean, everything. I mean, listen, everybody, let's be real here. I'm going back to McDonald's. I'm bringing it up again, everybody.
Let's go back.
But if you go back to, like, McDonald's, I heard this this ad the other day, and it was the best ad. I've been talking to a lot of people about this ad, but it was like, hey, McDonald's lovers, reach into your pocket, and no, you're not going to grab that old soggy pack of ketchup that you left in there. And I'm like, what? And I was like, it caught me right off the bat. And I was like, so I reach in my pocket. I play their game. I reach in my pocket. And what do I have in my pocket? My phone. And it was like, perfect. Now that you have your phone, download the McDonald's app. And I was like, freaking genius. I was like, they got me. Right. And I'm sitting there going, wow. Oh, God. So now that the commercial's going on, and they're like, OK, during this commercial, while you download the app and use this promo code, and you will get your very own free breakfast sandwich around the download of the McDonald's app. And I'm like, crap, I got sold. Right. But that leads me to direct subliminal messaging and marketing can put you in a state of where you want to go and what you want to eat. Everybody remember, Steve Jobs says it best. Ready? It's, you do not know what you want until I show it to you. Right.
Yeah.
So that messaging come across. So it's so easy to be like, yep, forget this. We're going Uber Eats. We're going McDonald's.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm like, no soggy ketchup packets. Right. And that's what's so crazy is that, like, to be this change, to be this person, to eat healthy, to eat clean, to be the best version of yourself. Listen, there's gonna be a lot of distractments in the way. Trust me, I hit them all. I hit them up all the time.
Food is the worst.
Yeah. One of them's called Chick-fil-A. I mean, all day, every day, I feel like Chick-fil-A is a healthy option. Everyone, it's healthier option than what's.
I do too. I don't. Yeah.
It's a healthier option for what's out there, everyone. Yeah. But look, I mean, just those little things like that, like, you're being tempted every day in your life to eat crap. I mean, you really are. I mean, I had a buddy on a virtual networking call from Bimbo Bakeries about Takis, you know, the Takis chips and things. And it's so easy. And the, I would say these large corporations are putting these brands in our head all the time. When's the last time, besides avocados from Mexico or some of that, you saw a real produce commercial? You saw real people cutting oranges and going, oh my gosh, fresh oranges does this for you and this for you and this for you, or potatoes, or, you know, sweet potatoes give carbohydrates that you need, like rice. And no, you won't ever see those types of commercials.
Nope.
You won't.
Nope.
You won't. Because one, we all know we have to eat. Ready? We have to eat to beat all the diseases. So what we put in our body is a very prime factor of really the timeline of our lives, right? Just like if you drink Coca-Cola all the time, like myself, I'm a Pepsi guy. People are like, you are, like, deteriorating your insides. I'm like, I know, but I love it, right? But I'm that guy who doesn't really drink alcohol. I'm a more of a Pepsi, Mountain Dew type guy. You know what I mean? But every day, like you just said, it's like, how do we do this? How do we eat crappy or live crappy, but still progress towards the right way, progress towards being better? You know what I mean? And that's what I think I get from, you know, really following your blog, your podcast. And let's talk a little bit about your podcast. You started this the lifestyle way. So now more people are getting to hear from Ashley herself. Listen, I love reading from you. I love watching your little short clips. But it's great to hear you talk on a platform that now we get to understand more of Ashley, more of how to create this small change. So talk about a little bit about your podcast and where you're going. I know I'm going to throw some good ones at you, and where you're going with the podcast, because we want our listeners to know, one, where can we find you, Ashley? How can we get a hold of you? And I think this podcast is a great medium to start directing people that want to change and be a better version of themselves to you.
I started the podcast, The Lifestyle Way, and you can find me on iTunes. I really wanted to talk about everything. Like one of my big things that I say before I talk about The Lifestyle Way is, you know, we talk about business, life, personal stuff, like you name it, we talk about it. And you know, really the sky is the limit on, you know, because it's The Lifestyle Way, like I can talk about anything that I want. And really it's just whatever kind of comes to my mind. My first podcast was home birth and why I decided that I wanted to do a home birth with my children. So I kind of talked about that, knowing that, you know, women had the right to make a choice that, like, you know, when they hire or when they choose a doctor, that like the doctor isn't telling them what to do. It's their body and their choice to, you know, if they want to get induced earlier, whatever, like it's their choice. So that was my first podcast, was talking about home births and why I decided to go that route.
I thought that was cool though, too, because I follow that journey too. As Renee and I have three kids, is we've thought about that and we're like, could we do it? And it's like, we're like, no, like, you know what I mean? So it is, I mean, that's also part of that. I think I got to throw this out there. It's not that we're not this like healthy, like living family. It's like, that's what we thought in our head. Like, can we do this? Like in your head, like that's your lifestyle, right? And in our head, we were like, no, we need the doctors. We need this. We need this. We have to have this. And then I say, Ashley's sitting here. I say this in the most, you know, nicest way. It's like, she's sitting here popping out three kids in her living room. And I'm like, what? This girl is freaking Wonder Woman. I'm like, what the frick is going on? I passed out on my second child, everyone. Like I saw the needle going his arm, and I had pneumonia at the time that I didn't know. I'll just say it, everyone. I passed out, whether it was from pneumonia or just being really excited. I had multiple problems during my child's second birth, but I couldn't imagine if I was at home, I would have plopped over in the tub. There goes Pat. Pat's drowning now at this point. There's no doctors around. Don't worry. We got to get the baby out. Now, he'll wake up. Now, wait,
like, so we do use, like, so I used a midwife, which is, you know, is like a doctor, but it's not a doctor. Right. But so, which means that like I'm monitored, you know, it wasn't just my husband and I in the house, like, and nobody else. It's very closely monitored. They monitor every contraction, check the baby's heartbeat, check my blood pressure, everything. Because, you know, there's lots of, they don't play around with anything. Like if there's any red flags at all, like we go to the hospital. So
gotcha,
you have to have a very healthy pregnancy too.
Behind the scenes, it looked like you guys are in the wild. Like just from the social media aspect, it's like, hey, so, hey, Mark, run to the store and get a baby pool and, you know, some fresh wipes, and we'll call it. And then bring the video crew over and they're just going to watch us. Like, because look, in the hospital, it's like, it's really you and it's the wife and the husband, right, on one side, and then all the doctors and nurses that come in. So like that's in my head, I'm just like, or from the outside looking in, you're almost like, oh my gosh, like, there's a lot more that goes into it than what you even see on social media too. It was, trust me, we saw that and we were like, oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh, could we do this? And now Renee's all like, no, you can't. She's like, you can, but we can't.
Yeah. And, but so that's what, you know, that was my first podcast. And then I have some other ones like on your mindset, and, you know, things like that, and how you have a choice of how you're going to react with how your day goes. So anywhere between having babies at your house and your mindset and nutrition and business and life and the whole shebang.
And I think that's the goal. It's a lifestyle, right? Yeah. It's even what we talked about off the mic before we came on. It was just how you perceive your lifestyle, what you were going to do, how you're going to impact yourself, right? Be a better version of yourself. I mean, trust me, Ashley and I have known each other for, like I said, almost 20 years now. And from where we probably were when we were 15, 16 years old, compared to where we are today, I can definitely probably tell you for myself, personally speaking, I'm a definite better version of myself than what I was 20 years ago. And I think, and Ashley could probably attest to this, is that that's the goal here. It's constant changes and constant adjustments to be the better version of yourself, whether you're 20, whether you're 30, whether you're 40, whether you're 50, 60, 70, I can go on and on and on throughout our lives and throughout me being in the produce and supply chain industry. I hear it all the time. It's we got to eat clean. We got to eat healthy. We should be doing this. We're in the industry, right? All you produce people out there, they're like the worst version of themselves, Ashley, because they all promote and sell produce, but they're all working 24 hours a day. So a lot of them, what do you think they're doing? They're eating junk, trying to get to the gym. They're always going out to dinner. You know how many people I know in my industry that, again, no offense to anybody, they're just big boys and girls because they just don't eat right. They don't do what they need, right? Yeah. I could drink sodas all day long, Ashley, but I could tell you it's crazy. I'm pounding water all day long as well. Right. I'm eating. You just saw me eat an orange right on the call. It's I'm constantly doing these things because that's my lifestyle. Yeah. Right. Constantly. But when people are on a plane, and I went to California about a month ago, is I was talking to my buddy, Mike Chavez, and he goes, "What are you doing right now?" I was like, "Oh, I'm on my store. I'm on the store." And he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to go get some snacks for the airplane." He goes, "What are you, 5 years old?" He's like, "You need snacks for the airplane?" I was like, "Man, I'm going to get me some oranges. I'm going to get me a couple bottles of water." Like, I'm sitting here in my head planning, right? And he's like, "Dude, you're the only 35-year-old that goes get snacks for the airplane." I'm like, "Well, because I don't want candy bars. I don't want all the crap that they serve at the airports, along with I don't want to spend $7 on a Pepsi." Like, I'm not going to do that. So there are, like I said, even as small as creating snacks in a way that it's easily accessible. And I would say in a healthy and fun way, some of these oranges and apples that are out taste better than any of the candy you could possibly even purchase. Yeah. Candy tastes fake to compare to some of these apples that are out on the market now, a Smitten apple or a Golden Delicious. It's beautiful. Like, I mean, I can't say it any crazier than that. So I'll tell you what, Ashley, I think that 2021 has been deemed the year of fruits and vegetables. And I tell this to a lot of people, it's like, you'd be an idiot not to get on board and start one, promoting your produce business, promoting this lifestyle change in this lifestyle way. And I think that the year of change we felt last year in 2020, and now there's only one way to go. It's up from here, everybody. So Ashley, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, your organization, listen to your podcast, find out where to connect with you to begin those little small adjustments in their life, how can they do that?
You can go to my website. So that's thelifestyleway.fit. You can follow me on Instagram at Ashley_Colasvary. I'm also on Facebook as Ashley Almond Colasvary. But those are three major platforms that you can find me on. Also be on the lookout for some podcasts. I definitely need to be more consistent with those. So those are some ways that you can find me.
That's fantastic. So we got the podcast, we got the website, and we got social media. There are all ways to connect with Ashley and the lifestyle way, everyone. So guess what? The year of 2021 is about fruits and vegetables. Let's start eating clean, eating healthy, and making those small, subtle changes to be a better version of yourself. Thanks, Ashley.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.